It's This Week in Bourbon and Rye and American Single Malt and even sometimes RTDs. But here's your headlines for August 12th, 2022. Maker's Mark is honoring its co-founder, Marjorie Samuels, with the opening of a special permanent vestibule. There's 11 American whiskey trends to watch in 2022, and Anthem Studios and Tennessee Legend Distillery present Assassin's Creed Straight Bourbon Whiskey. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners.
It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 000273.
It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hey everybody, it's another great week of bourbon and other things. Actually, I don't know if we have other things to talk about, but I just started that at the top because we seem to always talk about a random hodgepodge of things that aren't always bourbon.
We just let the news take us where it wants to take us. You know, it's not up to us. It's whatever the PR people want us into us, you know, yeah. For the week.
We'll bob and weave, kind of figure out our own path. It's like carving the Oregon Trail. You just got to see what comes up and you kind of just got to take with it. And did you play Oregon Trail a lot when you grew up?
Yeah. Loved Oregon Trail. I'd always like triple down on oxen because you could get there like half the time and hopefully avoid the sickness. You just no food, Timmy, but we're going to get there fast.
Yeah. You die dysentery. I think the move that I always did, which was not the fun move, because the fun move was always stopping your wagon and going off and trying to like hunt an ox and whatever, you know, trying to shoot some sort of animal for food. But here is a thing that was kind of like a cheat code of the game is that instead of even doing any of that, you just load up at food at the very beginning and you go at a grueling pace and you never have to stop the entire time to hunt.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Can load up on oxen, do the grueling pace. And
yeah.
You never go hungry and you only have like 2 kids die instead of all 6.
Yeah, well, yeah. Those are back in the days when they didn't have to worry about paying for a bunch of college tuition.
Right, exactly.
It's like, what do you mean it's $35,000, $40,000, $50,000 a kid? No, never mind. Actually, no, that's probably
just,
lo- that's a low
one.
Probably
survive peeing behind a tree and getting bit by a rattlesnake or something.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you didn't make it past the Oregon Trail.
Nope.
All right, well, let's go ahead and we'll start jumping into a little bit of bourbon news and some other things here. And so we have been fans of Brad up in Northern Kentucky for a while here. And if you haven't heard of Revival yet, it's this place that's in Northern Kentucky. It really specializes in dusty and vintage pours. And it's been there for quite some time. We used to talk to him a lot when Ed Bly was a part of Cork and Bottle up in Northern Kentucky. But now here's they're growing, they're expanding. So if you didn't know about them, they are a retail and bottle shop that merges over a century of bourbon history into a one-of-a-kind shopping and tasting experience. And home to a carefully curated collection of rare and vintage bottles, Revival is staffed by approachable bourbon experts prepared to buy bottles from you or sell to you. Revival Vintage Bottle Shop is now going to open a new location this fall at North by Hotel Covington. The 55 guest room expansion scheduled is going to happen in late of 2022. And Revival has purchased and sold thousands of vintage and rare bourbons and other spirits. At this new location, Revival will have a full service bar on the first floor, boasting one of a kind vintage spirits and cocktails. And they'll continue their flights and tastings as well. On the second floor, Revival will have its library of over 4,000 bottles for sale, ranging from your favorite store picks to, of course, Pappy and even pre-prohibition spirits that you never knew you needed to try. Team Revival will also offer room rentals and shortly restart the revamped membership and subscription series. You can purchase bottles online at revivalky.com. Revival also purchases bottles from the public, so if you have old bottles that you're looking to sell or trade, give them a call. It's 859-479-2676. And you can follow Revival on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Yeah, this is great news. Brad's such a generous person and always been, you know, a great just character in the, you know, in the bourbon community. He's any event he's ever been to, that he's always just shared some incredible pours with us. And he's always just been so gracious. And I'm really excited. Hotel Covington is one of my favorite hotels in the state, really. It's really nice. And I'm really excited for Brad. And I think this is just huge for him and every, you know, and for Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati, that whole region. I think it'll be a cool place for everyone to, you know, hang out and taste and try awesome vintage whiskeys.
Yep. You'll be on the beeline, so you can go and get your fill of new stuff over a new riff. And then when you're ready to kind of double down and figure out how deep can your pockets go and what kind of kind of history do you want to taste, then you can go on over to Revival. So that'll be pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I'm excited. We'll have to go check it out when it's finished.
I'm in for it. Let's go check it out. So Brad, we'll take you up on the offer when we start making our way up there.
Yeah, we just invited ourselves. I don't know if you offered.
It's true.
But we did.
We'll go. We'll just show up. We won't even knock. We'll just come on in. That's how it works.
That's right.
So High West, they are announcing its Protect the West initiative. It's a $1 million commitment over the next 3 years to protect the land and its inhabitants. The announcement, so I guess I started talking about bourbon and rye. Apparently, we're also economists while we're doing this as well. We're not economists, but ecologists.
Environmentalists.
Environmentalists. Man alive, I'm all over the place. I was like, it starts with a knee and I'm not getting it right. But here we go. Let's keep going here. So the announcement coincides with the national release of High West seasonal bottle, Campfire, which is one of the brand's most unique and iconic expressions. In honor of Campfire, the first donation will benefit the Wildland Firefighter Foundation, which is a nonprofit dedicated to supporting the brave few who run towards the fire, including the wilderness increasingly plaguing the West. As part of the Protect the West initiative, High West will partner with organizations that share High West's passion for the West and those whose conservation efforts fall into three focus areas: the fight against wildfires, protecting winters, and wildland preservation. The $150,000 inaugural donation will be split between the three organizations to support them and their crucial missions. In recognition of the Campfire release and to continue supporting the brave protectors who defend us from those fires each and every day, High West is donating $50,000 to the Wildland Firefighter Foundation and match consumer donations up to an additional $50,000. Available nationally, Campfire will be available for $80 and is a unique blend of scotch, bourbon, and whiskey.
Interesting. Has it always been scotch, bourbon, and whiskey? Or
I don't know. That's what I've never tried High West Campfire, so it's new to me. I honestly haven't tried a whole lot of High West products in general. It's kind of one of those things that I won't say it's flown under the radar. I've known about them forever, but they've never really reached out to us for reviews or trying anything, so I just haven't really thought about even venturing down that path.
Yeah, well, I do like the Boo Rye, and I guess Boo Rye, Burr Rye, whatever.
Boo Rye.
Boo Rye. And also the Midnight Winter's Dram is always a good one.
You're right. I think I do have one of those. I don't think I've ever opened it, but I think I have one somewhere.
I forget.
Yeah, those are always solid. You know, they were one of the originators of MGP, and then everybody followed them, you know, and now it's Ross and Squibb, and they were one of the pioneers of that. But now I think they're distilling their own. Yeah, this is an awesome initiative, and firefighters that fight those those are crazy, man. The stuff they got to deal with out there, it's nuts. So
It's cool to watch the videos of the helicopters that go by and just like release the dump tank, and you see just hundreds of gallons of water going spread out. It seems
thousands.
Thousands of gallons, but still
it does nothing. It's like
true.
You're like, you need 100,000 of those.
Yeah. You're like, I don't think we have enough helicopters to support this much any longer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild.
Well, there you go. It is wild, but good for High West and helping support that. So this was something that we saw the last time that we went to Makers and did a private selection and kind of toured all the places when we were there. And actually, you weren't there for this, Ryan, because you weren't there for the Makers Mark private selection. So I got to tell you about this a little bit here.
Yes, so, can't wait.
Yeah. So Makers Mark, they're honoring their co-founder, Marjorie Samuels, with the opening of a special permanent vestibule at the distillery in Loretto, Kentucky. It's built to showcase Margie's indelible influence on Maker's Mark, and the Margie vestibule vestibule is a really tough word to say, by the way, so I hope everybody can appreciate that.
Sounds like you're trying to say vegetable.
Vestibule. V-E-S-T-I-B-U-L-E. Vestibule. Anyway.
Vestibule. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, this vegetable, it's a carrot. It showcases the brand's heritage and origin story, which begins, surprisingly, with Margie's remarkable pewter collection. A noted collector of fine English pewter, Margie knew the Maker's Mark was a symbol of handcrafted quality. And inspired by this hallmark, she suggested the name Maker's Mark to her husband, Bill Samuels, with whom she co-founded the brand back in 1953. The vestibule further illustrates the brand's journey in a beautiful stained glass window created by the famed New Jersey-based stained glass artist Nellie Cooper, a favorite of artist Rob Samuels and grandson of the founder's eighth-generation whiskey maker managing director. While Bill developed the smooth-tasting wheat-based bourbon, Margie came up with the name and the shape of the bottle and that iconic look that involves dipping each bottle in red wax. She also designed the label and even the unique font that bears the Maker's Mark name. Margie worked to instill a culture of hospitality at the distillery based on the notion that it should be a welcoming place and she would be proud for her friends to visit. This August, the Margie Vestibule becomes part of the regular tour at the Star Hill Farm in Loretto, and the distillery is still one of the state's largest tourist attractions with hundreds of thousands of visitors each and every year.
Oh, that's awesome. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I got to see it when I was there. It's like this, it's honestly no bigger than probably, I'd say the wall is 18 feet. So it's not big by any means, but it's kind of just a little memoriam and sort of like walk through history. And there's cabinets that are made out of, I think, oak barrels, if I'm not mistaken. And it's just has like her pewter collection in there. So, you know, you get to kind of just see just another piece of Samuel's history while you're there.
Yeah, it's how dumb I am. I didn't know what a vestibule was, so I had to look it up. It's a small room leading into a larger space, such as a lobby, entrance hall, or because I was like, from what you were saying, I was like, why don't they just say display? But
it would have been a lot easier. But now that you say the definition, I'm picturing it. I'm actually running through my head of what it was like. And you enter in, and you have the tasting and sensory lab on one side. And I remember because they had around 80 different samples of White Dog lined up, and they had to go and sniff all of them to make sure they were all okay. And then on the right-hand side was the bottling hall. And so they had pretty much the whole entire row of where they hand dip every single one of them in a conveyor line. That's all right there. So it would make sense that that's a part of the tourism side of things now, because you go through the vestibule, you see that, and you look through the glass and you see the hand dipping going on. So you kind of get the full effect, if you will, of everything happening at Maker's Mark.
That's awesome. Yeah. Love it. That place is quintessential Kentucky bourbon and now vegetables.
Yeah. Eat your asparagus. Smell your pee later.
That's right.
So there's 11 American whiskey trends to watch in 22. And this is coming from Beverage Dynamics magazine. And I typically wouldn't put this on This Week in Bourbon because some of this is pretty much it's not really news. It's not news at all. But I look at this and I said, okay, well, what did we see coming and what did we not see coming? And if you're listening to this podcast and you are a regular avid bourbon fan, then you're going to be like, okay, I totally understand this. So number one of the first 11 top American whiskey trends is single barrel picks. Who would have thought?
Really?
I know. Dang. How innovative. So
That's crazy. I never thought that.
So here's the next one is that sourced whiskey is now sought after. And the article talks about things like Blue Run and Penelope and things like MGP at one point people scoffed at, but now they're starting to chase. Yeah, sorry. I keep messing it up. Yes, the squibs. So people are now chasing after Ross and Squibb. Number three is that whiskey consumers are growing smarter because there is a plethora of things out there like YouTubers and podcasters and social media and even magazines that are coming out. Number four is that whiskey tourism is exploding. And we know this very, very well because I think I'd probably get a message once every month, at least once a month, somebody that I know comes to town and they go, hey, we're coming this weekend and I can't get in anywhere to get a tour. I was like, yeah, that's the boom for you, my friend. So number five is that they anticipate more barrel finishing. Honestly, I would say this would probably be number one in my book. I would see a lot more of this happening because this is just what people are starting to play around with, whether you can double oak, double toast, double maple French, apple toast, whatever it can do, you're going to see a lot more of that. Number six is premiumization and innovation. Go figure. I think they were just kind of talking about how the prices are going to start creeping up and up and up further and further as we want to make this a more higher end category and that the whiskey boom continues. That's number seven, which we all kind of saw that, but this was more or less pointed fingers at places like the new visitor centers and expansions at places like Buffalo Trace and Heaven Hill. There's also an initiative for number eight, which is diversity and inclusivity. And it talked about people like Nicole Austin and Elizabeth McCall moving into more very visible roles in their organizations. Number nine is something that we've all felt, which is the pain of the glass shortage. And hopefully that will be alleviated maybe in another year or two. Who knows? But right now, it's still not a fun thing to deal with. Number 10 is that social media shapes whiskey culture. And you could probably take people like us back into it and Instagrammers and people on Facebook and bloggers and all that sort of stuff. And number 11, the final one, is that whiskey prices will continue to rise. It quoted people like Caroline Paulus from Justin's House of Bourbon, and who was also a guest back on the show, saying that some scotch bottles can fetch upwards of $50,000 and bourbon can't do that just yet, but it is rising.
Yeah, that's all fair and valid points mm-hmm. on yeah. all those. That was, and I'm
nothing's
sure
a shock.
If you listen to this show, you probably like,
yeah.
We've covered these in detail.
I heard Kenny just put 11 bullet points that I feel dumber just listening to them.
Sums up the last 6 years of this podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
2 minutes.
All right. So our last sort of news story, and it's not really news, but I saw this and I'll kind of ask you.
And
this is the world's 10 most valuable spirits brands in 2022. I want you to guess out of the top 10, where is the first like big one that we would care about? Like bourbon-esque wise, or maybe even scotch or something.
Oh gosh, scotch I would think had to be like third maybe, and then probably like a bourbon one would probably be like seven or eight.
I'll give it to you, you're kind of close. So I think Hennessy is still kind of considered in the whiskey category. And they're at number five, and their market cap, I guess market cap or its evaluation, whatever it is $5.2 billion. So the first, actually, to make you feel any better, there's actually no bourbon in the top 10, not even Jim Beam or anything like that. So number 10 is Johnny Walker at $2.6 billion. Number nine.
Oh, I thought that was just going to be number three, Johnny Walker.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Number nine, Jack Daniels. $2.9 billion. So I'll just go ahead and kind of creep up. So we said number five at Hennessy is 5.2. Up from here, it's all Baijiu. So
yeah, it's that
stuff that we haven't started Baijiu pursuit yet about.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you the first two. So we said Hennessy at 5.2. The number one is Muay Thai at $42.9 billion valuation. And
that's crazy.
The number two is about half of that, and it's called Wuliang or Wuliangyi, whatever it is, $28.7 billion. And then number three, again, is about not even half of that. It's way less than that. It's Luzhao, Luizhao, and $7.3 billion. So you can kind of see just where one, two, and three, how big and separated they are. And then at the very, very bottom at number nine, you have this little tiny thing called Jack Daniels.
That's crazy. I thought Jack would be like five or six and and like Beam would be like nine or 10. And yeah, I was way off.
Yeah.
And I thought Jameson would be in there too.
Like they have Bacardi in there, but there's no Jameson. There's not that. So,
because I think it's just as big as like Beam, I think.
It might be, but hey, Beam's not on the list either.
Yeah, that's true. So we're all just losers.
As you can see, there's plenty of room to grow if you can just go ahead and break into that Baijiu category.
Yeah, but you got to break those Baijiu barriers.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some bourbon release news. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bourbon. All right, here we are. Some bourbon release news. And this one is, you know, I've always steered away from doing a lot of stuff that's political. And that's because I remember very early on when we started the podcast, there was somebody that wrote a review that said, I don't like the host. They shoehorn their politics in every situation. And I was like, I don't really feel that we were doing that, but we probably said it one time. But here is something that might tread on some, it's going to be in some choppy waters.
Choppy waters. There you go.
All right. Online premium cask spirits retailer CaskShare is set to launch the second in its series of politically inspired whiskeys. And this is following the successes of its inaugural Big Lie whiskey. And the brand is delighted to be offering its customers an equally novel and unique bourbon inspired by one of the most famous political leaders of the past decade, Donald Trump. So the Big Lie whiskey plays with the idea that the certain parts of the whiskey industry can be shrouded in mystery, such as details on the cask or the liquid itself, much like the world of global politics. This limited edition release bourbon will be from an undisclosed location, aged from an unknown amount of time, aged in fake used wood casks, mirroring the slapstick nature of Donald's campaigns and tenure. The bottle aims to make whiskey great again and is in the big league. On the first inspection, it has a straw color and there's a whiff of covifi, echoing summer nights by the Mexican border on his nose, followed by the gentle aroma of burgers and fries in the Oval Office. The devil's cut here is tremendous, but there is no bad ombres to be found in this bottle. Positioned as a commemoration bottle, perfect for those looking for a strong drink after recently being fired or let go from their jobs. Customers can pre-order exclusively on CaskShare.com to ensure they receive a bottle in time for Donald's reemergence in the political sphere. It's ABV. It does say cask strength at 47.5%. The cask type is the fake use. The age says young and vibrant. Bottle number says number one, of course. The master distiller is Donald, approved by Don. And you can register for interest in this bottle at CaskShare.com. And it's priced at £65 or around $80.
Okay.
I mean, kind of fitting for the news that all dropped this past week with the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. But it was, I saw that and I was like, well, it is whiskey news after all. And I don't even know if they said where it was sourced from, but it did say straight bourbon whiskey on the label.
Well, yeah, I guess the next one will be like Old Sleepy Joe or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
Okay.
That's what I said. I was like, let's not get too political, but if you're, if you're into that, there you go. You can go check out more of that. Yep. So Breckenridge Distillery, they are quoted as being the world's highest distillery and the official bourbon of football franchise, the Denver Broncos. They are announcing two new limited edition Mile High bourbon blends. The second commemorative commemorative Broncos bourbon blends in the series of collaboration. To make the Mile High blends, Broncos alumni Jake Plummer and Breckenridge head distiller Hans Stoffelt were on the blue team, and they faced off with Broncos Ring of Famer Carl Mecklenburg and Breckenridge Distillery's founder Brian Nolt, who were on Team Orange, to see who could blend the better bourbon. It's encased in a commemorative orange or blue bottle, and these limited edition bourbon blends pay homage to the Broncos' Mile High era and include the team's classic 1962 logo on their label. Both are 86 proof, however, I could not find a price anywhere online for it.
Oh man, I don't know. Sounds great.
I guess if you're a Jake Plummer fan or just Denver in general, there you go. That's one way to...
I didn't know Jake Plummer had like a big Denver following. Just like, thank God Peyton's coming.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of cool to see the 1962 logo on there. I love vintage and sort of like throwback
feels
onto things.
Yeah, I do like the old school Bronco label.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty logo, great. Not... Yeah.
It'll be on their label, so you got it both right.
Or John, it'd be cooler if like John Elway was on the, you know, the blending team, but Jake Plummer will do. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wonder how they kind of get to that point, and they say, hey, come here and blend this whiskey with us, and they just show up and they're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. We'll figure it out though.
I've been making protein shakes my whole life. You know, I've been blending protein, not whiskey.
Yeah, just put it in the Ninja blender in the morning and figure it out later.
That's right.
So the classic brand Old Overholt Straight Rye Whiskey is going to increase their signature 86 proof liquid to a whopping 4-year age statement. This age benchmark pays homage to the Overholt's 1942 original age statement, and the company says that's marking a return to the liquid's historical roots. An introduction to the 4-year age statement is showcased on the front and the back of the new label, facilitating the discontinuation of its current 3-year-old SKU. Old Overholt 4-year-old rolls out nationally this summer for a suggested retail price of $20. So I guess Beam's got a lot of stocks. There we go.
It's a hell of a value, $20.
I know, 4-year-old rye. Well, I mean, I just got it kind of funny. They're like very proud, like, hey, we did it. And it's like, all right, well, 3 to 4. I think they could have done that a long time ago, but it only took them from 1942 till now.
That's not too long.
No, not in whiskey years. Absolutely not.
That's like 7 years, whiskey years.
So I'm not much of a gamer anymore, and I don't know if you are too, but if anybody that's out there, even if you've been around video games at any point, you've probably heard of Assassin's Creed. And so our last story is that Anthem Studios and Tennessee Legend Distillery are presenting Assassin's Creed Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Assassin's Creed is celebrating its 15th anniversary. It's going to be led by Paul Francis, and Anthem Studios is one of the leading bottling companies for licensed collectible spirits. So looking back to 2007 with its first title release, this whiskey starts off in the hill country of Texas and is finished in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. This 4-year-old straight bourbon features rye spice, hints of cherry, vanilla, and oak, It's 90 proof, and those interested in picking up a bottle can find it over at Love Scotch for $70.
So did you say Rice Bites?
Rye Spice, like a rye.
Oh, Rye Spice. I thought you said Rice Bites. I was like,
yeah, you never like, had. Yeah, you never had Rice Bites before.
Nope. I was like, that's a new one. Is it like
some rice cakes,
Rice Krispie or something?
Yeah, Rice Crips.
Yeah, but
I don't know. Are you much of a gamer? Nobody Assassin's Creed at all?
No, that wasn't my thing. I mean, I did love video games. I loved Call of Duty, GoldenEye, all those first person shooter games, but I never got into Assassin's Creed, so.
I mean, it still has a very, very long history, and a lot of gamers still love it. So I've personally never played it myself. I was more of, I love the fighting games. I'd like Mortal Kombat, Tekken.
Yeah,
Mortal Street Kombat. Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
Those are my sort of go-tos.
Yeah, I'm with you. Those were fun. Yeah. Miss video game days.
I know, now we're all focused on bourbon. Doing actual work, bourbon. Now we have to go take care of the kids,
and then bourbon.
bourbon. Yeah. There's not a lot of time for video games anymore. But hey, if you are into video games and you like bourbon, there you go. You can go get some. Probably, I'm gonna guess Cascade Hollow-ish type of stuff, and enjoy it. Let us know what you think. $70 at lovescotch.com. But with that, that's gonna end it for this week in bourbon.
Dang, cheers, everybody.
It was a short one. Not a whole lot happened this week, but hey, I didn't want to bring in more Baijiu talk, so I figured this was a way to kind of talk about some other cool topics.
We can do some more Oregon Trail talk or something.
You know. Is that what people want?
More Oregon Trail strategy. So
people are going to be like, you guys don't know anything about video games anymore. You're so stuck in the 90s and even prior to that.
Or maybe how the FBI just found all the secrets to that Donald Trump mystery bourbon. Once they raid the house.
Yep. Yeah, maybe they'll finally reveal where it's sourced from.
That's
enjoy
right.
Your sauce.
That's right. Ross right. And Squid.
Yep, that's probably that or somewhere else in the hollows of Cascades. Who knows?
That's right.
But cheers, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Toodles.